I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 133 as we continue through a series through this section of the Psalter called the Psalms, Songs of Ascents. Songs written for the pilgrims who were journeying to Jerusalem for one of three annual feasts that were held there. And on their travels, they would sing, recite, memorize these songs together. Psalm 133 is one of them. And we're going to read that together as our text for this morning. This is the Word of God. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Thus far, our reading. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we think of the word community, I imagine it conjures up a whole host of images for us. Maybe the image of a church gathering around a delicious pancake breakfast cooked by some of the young boys in the church. Maybe the word community conjures up images of children playing soccer in a local park within their neighborhood. Maybe it's families coming together in a neighborhood for a community barbecue. Maybe it's those serving the community in a neighborhood thrift store in order to raise money for some cause. I think every one of us could think of different pictures in our mind of what community conjures up. This past week, myself and seven others had the privilege of going to El Coyolar. And one of the ways in which we experienced community was at the birthday of one of the young girls in the community named Belkis. And everyone gathered there with her and sang happy birthday, watched her eat the cake, cut the cake, and just enjoyed good fellowship together. In fact, I dare say that one of the things we experienced in El Coyolar, especially as we shared throughout the week over devotions, some of the ways in which we saw God at work, perhaps the experience of community in this place was something that marked all of us as we were there for this past week and a half. Community is a word that you could use to describe any number of settings, but it always involves people. And somehow, when we see community in action, though we may not be able to explain exactly what's going on and why it's so attractive, when we see community in action, we know when it's working right. A healthy, genuine, sincere community always attracts us. A number of years ago now, in July of 2002, some of us will remember the headlines that sometimes included the phrase, "the miracle at Kew Creek." For in Kew Creek, Pennsylvania, there was a terrible mining accident, and a whole group of miners were trapped some 200 feet below the surface, nine in fact. And there, under the surface in a water-filled mine shaft, this group of nine decided early on, quote, that they were either going to live or die as a group. In a report that was published back then, it said the 55 degree Fahrenheit water threatened to kill them slowly by hypothermia. So according to one news report, when one would get cold, the other eight would huddle around that person and warm them, and when another person got cold, the favor was returned. Everybody had strong moments, one miner by the name of Harry Mayhew told reporters after being released from the hospital. But any certain time, maybe one guy would get down and the rest would pull together. And then that guy would get back up and maybe someone else would feel a little weaker. But it was a team effort. That's the only way it could have been. End quote. They faced incredibly hostile conditions, and yet they all came out alive together. When we see community in action, we know when it's working right. On 6 o'clock Friday morning, when our team left the community of El Coyolar, maybe about 30 members of the community got up that early to send us off. Hugs and kisses were exchanged, bring greetings to some of the other people who had been in Coyolar before us. They remember all of the people who have come. And as they send us off, please bring greetings to our brothers and sisters in New West. How good and pleasant it is, the psalmist says, when brothers and sisters live together in community. When we experience genuine community, we see it and know when it's working right. And this psalm would suggest that the Israelites knew that. In fact, they anticipated the kind of community that they'd be experiencing as they approached Jerusalem to gather together with all of God's people for one of the three annual feasts. As they were journeying to Jerusalem, and we've heard a number of times that that journey for them was like a metaphor for life, the journey of life. As they were journeying to Jerusalem, they anticipated a great celebration, a feast of all God's people present in the city of the Lord, gathered by God into his presence. You see, the religion of Israel, in fact, the religion of the scriptures, is a communal religion. The Bible knows nothing of a kind of personal religion, a religion that is private, that is experienced in solo. The Bible knows nothing of solo kinds of Christians who have simply a personal relationship with Jesus and need no relationship with a community of others. That is not a biblical way of thinking about faith. The first time that I actually heard someone explicitly say that this was the way they experienced their religion was when I was talking to a grade 10 teacher named Mr. McKenzie. He was my English teacher. I went to a public school, and I remember well different conversations I had with Mr. McKenzie, in part because early on in my class, he knew that this young Andrew actually knew a lot of the stories in the Bible, more than most people in my class. He found out that I went to church, was part of a Christian home. I called myself a Christian. And he really believed that most people should know what the Bible says because it has had such an impact, not only on English literature, but on Western culture. At one point, I remember talking to Mr. McKenzie, and I asked him if he was a Christian, because he did know his Bible quite well. And he said something to me like this: "Well, not really. I do believe in God, and I do read the Bible, but I've put together my own thoughts and views on what I really believe in." The Bible knows nothing of that kind of religion. The Bible knows nothing of this solo kind of Christianity. it's always something experienced in community. As Eugene Peterson observes in his book, which we've been leaning on in this, or I've been leaning on in this series called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, Peterson observes, quote, "Whether we like it or not, the moment we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that is, from the time we become a Christian, we are at the same time a member of the Christian church, even if we do not permit our name to be placed on a church roll, even if we refuse to identify ourselves with a particular congregation and share responsibilities with them, even if we absent ourselves from the worship of a congregation. We can no more be a Christian and have nothing to do with the church than we can be a person and not be in a family." End quote. The Christian religion is a communal one. And Psalm 133 reminds us of the blessing that God bestows when his people experience unity. In our text, we find that the delight and blessing of community comes from above. In fact, you probably caught that as we were reading through that short poem, but you would have caught it much more clearly in the original Hebrew, for there are a number of words and images that are striking, woven throughout the poem, of how the blessing of God comes from above and descends on his people. The gift of unity is like this precious oil poured down on the head, running down on the beard. It is like this heavy, soaking, life-giving dew that can be found on Mount Hermon. And it's as if that dew came right into the dry and rocky surroundings of Mount Zion, where Jerusalem was located. That image of coming down is woven all through our text. And those images help us understand the delight and the blessing of community. The image of oil pouring down, the image of precious oil coming down over the head and the beard and the robes of Aaron the priest. Now, at first, when we think of this image of oil being poured down, I suspect many of us might say, I'm not clear on how that symbolizes the blessing of community. It isn't immediately obvious how that symbolizes the blessing of community, so it would be important for us to unpack that a little bit together. Oil, of course, was an important resource in the ancient world, especially in the climate of Palestine, sunny, hot, dry. I remember when I visited Uganda how precious olive oil was. The pastor that I stayed with for a week often had this little container of oil and often would pour it out in his hand and just rub it all over his head because his skin would dry and he wanted to restore healing and health to his skin. We can picture that quite easily, and in that sense, oil is a blessing. But the image that we're given in the psalm is a very particular image. It is this image of a costly oil being poured out on the head of Aaron the priest, flowing down over his beard, down the collar of his robes. In fact, the image probably connects right to Exodus chapter 29. Where we read in verse 7 and 9, "You shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him, so you shall ordain Aaron and his sons." Community seems to be like this heavenly anointing of the priesthood. And here we begin to get a sense of the kind of blessing that God is picturing for us in this image. The priesthood, of course, are those people that God has put in place to mediate the presence of God. In a very real sense, the priesthood within the people of Israel, those were the ones who mediated the grace, the mercy, the instruction of the Lord to God's people. They mediated the presence of the Lord both ways, God to the people and mediating the presence of the people into the presence of the Lord. That's what priests did. How good and pleasant it is, we might imagine the psalmist saying, when brothers and sisters live together in the kind of community where every person mediates the presence of God to one another. Living together in unity means seeing that anointing oil on my brothers and sisters and seeing in them the presence of the Lord. It means seeing in myself the ability to extend the love and the compassion of Christ to others. Seeing ourselves as a kingdom of priests. One of the things that we most certainly learned this past week again is how our brothers and sisters experience the presence of God through us as we come into their community. And I don't say that to put any feather in our caps. I simply observe it as people share with us. They genuinely sense the presence of the Lord in these people who come from a faraway place, come taking time out of their busy lives, come with a heart to serve and get to know a community. They genuinely see in the teams that come there the presence of Christ, the encouragement of Christ. This is, as the psalmist says, like the priesthood of God being poured out on all the people of the Lord. There's a wonderful story that I came across a number of years ago, and it's told by the director of Hope Ministries named Lou Gervais, and it's a beautiful picture of one person being a priest to another. He tells the story of Bill. Bill is a wild-haired man, he writes. A student in a university whose clothing consists almost exclusively of jeans and a white t-shirt with holes in it. Bill had recently become a Christian through a campus Bible study. And shortly after becoming a Christian, he thought he ought to go to church, and so attended a church that happened to be across the street from the campus where he was attending university, not knowing it was a fairly conservative church. But Bill, eager in this new relationship with Jesus Christ, came to church just as he would often go to school, jeans, a torn white t-shirt, wild, unkept hair. Walking into the sanctuary of that church, it was quite full. Bill strolled up towards the front, couldn't find a seat, and he plunked himself right down on the carpet. Now you can imagine, Gervais says, that people were captured by this young man, wondering what on earth he was doing on the front carpet of their church. And in the pause that was present in the room, an older gentleman, around 80, an elder in the church, stood up with his three-piece suit on and his cane and walked slowly to the front of the sanctuary where Bill was seated. Now you can imagine people kind of hanging on to that moment, wondering what's going to happen. Well, this elderly gentleman, as he got next to Bill, dropped his cane on the floor and with some genuine difficulty sat down right next to him on the carpet. Gervais says the preacher did a wonderful thing that day. As he was about to begin his sermon, he said, "What I'm going to preach to you now, you'll probably forget. But what you just saw happening in front of us this morning, you'll always remember." You see, when people see community in action, though they can't always explain what's precisely going on, when they see community in action, they know when it's working right. How good and pleasant it is, writes the psalmist, when brothers and sisters, when God's people live as priests anointed by God to mediate to one another the presence of the living Christ. The second image is of a heavy, soaking, life-giving dew that the Israelites knew was almost always found on the slopes of Mount Hermon. Years ago, when Kim and I traveled to Israel, you can't miss Mount Hermon. It's right on the border of Lebanon and Israel towards the north. And it is known for the way in which, during particular seasons, a heavy, soaking dew makes that mountain lush and green. And the psalmist imagines the blessing of God on unity, imagines it like a heavy, soaking dew that comes on Mount Zion, which is where Jerusalem is located. And if you've ever been to Jerusalem, you know it's dry, it's rocky, it's barren. The psalmist imagines this heavy, soaking, life-giving dew coming to the city of Jerusalem. And the people in Israel knew the significance of dew, because when it did fall upon the Judean region, which is where Jerusalem was located, in certain seasons of the year, when that heavy dew fell on the ground, it was enough that little green plants would burst up in the morning, drinking that dew in and showing themselves on the terrain of Judea. In fact, when David writes Psalm 23 and speaks of how God, as our shepherd, brings us to green pastures, many commentators believe it's those kinds of pastures that are the result of a morning soaking dew that brings up just enough plant life for a day of feeding for sheep that were being led there by their shepherds. The psalmist pictures this blessing of unity, the kind of blessing that brings life out of a barren, dry desert landscape like Judea. And many of us know the way in which genuine community brings life. Many of us have experienced seasons in our own life when we've gone through challenges or hardships, and we've experienced the blessing of someone coming alongside us, either through prayer or through a card, through a listening ear. And it is like the balm of Gilead. It is like a healing, a restorative kind of love. Many of us have experienced the blessing of community in seasons of celebration. Maybe at a wedding feast, an anniversary party, a birthday party, when people come together over good food and in fellowship, maybe with dancing and celebrating, we know the joy that comes from being together with other people. It is like a healing, a life-giving experience. There, the psalmist says, is where the Lord bestows his blessing. When we commit our lives to Jesus Christ, when we commit our lives to the one who the Bible says is the great high priest, to the one who was anointed by God, indeed, Messiah literally means anointed one. When we commit our lives to Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, he promises to pour out his Spirit on all those who follow him. And if there are two images in the Old Testament that get picked up in the New Testament that symbolize the Spirit of the living God, most certainly it is both oil and water. As we follow Jesus Christ, we too are anointed by the Spirit of Christ, anointed to be, as the book of Revelation would describe us, a kingdom of priests, those who mediate the presence of God to one another, those who extend the love and the life and the compassion and the mercy of God to one another, a kingdom of priests, a new community, a community characterized by unity, care, compassion. That kind of community, the psalmist says, the Lord bestows his blessing. One of the things that I know you and I have heard many times from people who have come from overseas to study in our city, have connected to the ministry of Mosaic, one of the things that they've experienced is the joy of Christian community. In fact, one of the brothers, one of the first brothers who came here, Professor Ho, in a word that he shared with us over dinner in the meeting hall shortly before he left, is how this community tangibly displayed the love and the grace of God to him. And quite literally, it transformed him. It impacted him in such a way that, as you know, through many times that I've shared and others too, he is a follower of Jesus Christ, a leader in his house church in Nanjing, and a dear brother in the Lord. This kind of community is where the Lord bestows his blessing. How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. There the Lord bestows his blessing. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you have met with us here again this day. And by your Spirit, we have been reminded of this gift of unity that you bless us with. It's a gift that you call us to strive for. And so this morning, as we offer ourselves to you again, we pray that you would help each one of us in whatever way you might open up. Help us to mediate the presence of Christ to another, be that our loved ones, our neighbors, our colleagues at work, students in our classroom. We pray that you would enable us to be priests, knowing that we've been anointed by your Spirit. Help us to show and embody the love of Christ to others. Lord, may this community we call New West Church be one in which all who encounter what we experience together will say, there the presence of Christ is felt and experienced. That's an awesome thought, Lord Jesus, that others would know you by the love that we have for one another. Pour out that love into our hearts. We pray this in the strong name of Christ. Amen.